So now we can all be quiet except me. So close your eyes. With your eyes closed, just become aware of your body, just sitting here on a Friday night. And as you become aware of your body, just ask your legs, first of all, how are your legs? They may be crossed on a cushion like mine are now, or they may be just dangling over the edge of a chair. Ask your legs, are they comfortable? Don't open your eyes to look, just feel the sensations in your legs. And if they need to be adjusted, please do so. And if you, once you adjust your legs, check them again. Is that good enough for your legs? It's almost treating your legs and all the other parts of your body like a friend, never like a slave. So you're kind to them, you're going to work with them. And as you become aware of your legs, being kind to them, see if you can feel them relax. Because relaxation is a special type of feeling, that parts of your legs aren't being stretched or squashed, at least minimally so. So you can start to feel the different parts of your legs from your toes up to your thighs, making sure everything is as comfortable as you possibly can get them this evening. And don't rush this beginning part of meditation, because if you start to be aware and caring, we call it kindfulness, you can relax these legs so much they become healthy and comfortable, which means they don't cause you any trouble while you're meditating. Then you go up to your buttocks to fidget those, to make sure sitting on a cushion or a chair or a stool that they too can be comfortable. Relaxation takes awareness and kindness working together. Edgar's got some hay fever. And once the bottom is comfortable on the seat, so you don't need to fidget it anymore, you go to your back. This huge area of muscles and bones and organs inside. How does your back feel? Some meditations, I spend a lot of time on my body to relax so much of it, to heal things, make them all comfortable. But today, we've only got a short amount of time, so just generally, how's your back feel right now? And can you make it more comfortable? When you're sitting on a chair, that some people prefer to lean back. Sometimes you can lean forward. What is the most comfortable for you today? And I let my awareness just linger on my back and my torso, so that everything is as relaxed and as ease as possible. And if there is one part of my torso, the body, which is tight or imbalanced, I just sometimes focus on it and give it lots and lots of kindness. For those of you who do loving kindness meditation, it's like saying, May my tummy be happy and well. And you mean it. And if you know how to give loving kindness and care to your own parts of your body, you can actually feel the mindfulness gives you the feedback. The sensations change. and the sensations do become more relaxed, more at ease. And then you go up from your back to your shoulders. I do usually do pause on the shoulders because they can become quite tense. And often imagine them as two bundles of strings or reeds being stretched, being pulled apart on both sides of my spine. I imagine just letting go of both ends. So the muscles relax. And this serves a purpose of relaxation, but also teaching you how relaxation works, because we use the same technique on our mind in a few moments. Then we go down our arms. If there's anything on the way, like in your elbows or wrists, which are a bit tight, pause there. Be kind. See if you can relax any tightness or tension anywhere in your arms or on your hands. I ask my hands now, with the position they're in, are they comfortable there? Do you need to be moved, adjusted, fine-tuned? When they are comfortable, I can leave them alone. Go back up to my shoulders and my neck. Just focus, zoom in on that part of my body and just give it lots and lots and lots of kindness. And then move my attention up to my face. My facial muscles around the eyes and the nose and the mouth. Today, because just a little bit of hay fever, I just feel a tension in the sinus on the left side of my nose. I just focus on that and relax it to the max. Just be kind to it, caring for it, not being afraid. Making peace, softening, opening the door of my heart to this feeling. When I do that, the feeling relaxes, eases off. So I relax all these parts of my body one by one. And then when it's time, I look at my whole body, not just in parts, but all unified. Sitting together, relaxed to the max. As I feel my body as a unit, as a whole, there may be one or two parts which still need some more relaxation. I spend the time giving kindness, compassion, even moving if I need to make this body as comfortable as I possibly can, with awareness and kindness, the main tools to know my body and to learn how to relax it. And every time I do this, I've just gone in the habit now, I can feel delight come up in my body. It's a pleasure of a body which is pretty relaxed and at ease all over. It's a special sensation of joy, greater ease than when I started. And I often emphasize the awareness of that delight because it makes the relaxation deeper and also more stable. And it points out that this path of meditation, starting with bodily relaxation, is a very, very delightful and easy full of ease process. If you're struggling, you get tense. The body tightens up. If you relax, and in this moment, everything gets so peaceful. And having relaxed the body, now I do the same thing to my mind. To start off with, what do you mean by the mind, the emotional world? I have this skillful means of noticing my peace-o-meter, which tells me how peaceful or how agitated my mind is right now. I usually give it a number from 1 to 10. 1 is really peaceful, 10 is really agitated. You can do it the other way around if you like, but just know how peaceful you are. And now, how can you move that reading, measurement if you like, of peace, so you feel more peaceful? What is the cause for more peace? What creates disturbance in your mind? You know the answer to those two questions from experience, which you're gaining now. Once you understand those answers, meditation gets so simple. Just make more and more peace. And to help, I'll give you the answers if you haven't heard them already. Going off into the past or the future, that disturbs you, and it's unnecessary at this time. Now is where your future is being made. Now is the only time you have. In the past, you can't change that. You can't even learn from the past. You learn from the present. You learn from now, much more than you can ever know from the past. So stay in this moment. And secondly, resist. See if you can resist giving things a name or having an inner conversation with what you're experiencing. No need to figure out great wise teachings. Don't, it's a metaphor, don't take photographs of what you're experiencing right now, try to remember it. Just be silent inside. Notice the emptiness and peace right in the center of this present moment. Past and future are gone. Just now, you don't need to describe it in words. A lot of times now, people go on to their breathing, just being aware of the breath coming in and out of their body, like watching waves on the beach come up the shore and recede away again. Gentle ones, peaceful ones. You can't control the waves. See if you can look upon the breath coming in and out of your body as a natural phenomenon, like the waves on the beach. You don't even try to control. Just let them be. Breathing in peace. Breathing out, let go. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. I'm going to be quiet for the next 5 or 10 minutes. When I start speaking again, it'll be close to the end of the meditation. getting close to the end of the meditation. Don't open your eyes yet. How do you feel? What's it like inside? How peaceful are you? What makes the mind more peaceful? When your mind is peaceful, how does your body feel? Usually when the mind is peaceful, the body relaxes so well. And it allows health to happen. So because it's close to the end of the meditation now, I will now ring the gong 3 times. Don't open the eyes until the last ringing of the gong starts to fade away, so we can come out of meditation gently rather than too fast. So I'll now ring the gong 3 times. Very good. Okie dokie.